I was very surprised when I learned from the incoming minister that there were six IDEA-sponsored visits to Donegal in 2014 and five in 2015. And in the first quarter of this year, there has only been one without a lot of success. So we talk all the time, and the government in particular talk about balanced regional development. So it's extremely important that there's positive discrimination in favour of the rural counties of Ireland, and in particular in Donegal, because of our geographic location. And
yes, but that may be the problem, is it not, that it is our geographical location, our lack of access, and our lack of proper infrastructure in terms of broadband and what have you, key aspects that businesses may be looking at before they locate?
Well, I mean, of course, that could be factors. But on the other hand, we have some very fine international companies here in Donegal, both in the Gaeltacht and in the non-Gaeltacht areas. And of course, we'd much prefer if we had the N2A5, much prefer if we had the high-speed broadband throughout all of the county. But it hasn't been a total deterrent to other companies, and I don't think that would be acceptable as a reason why there aren't more site visits. So now that I'm back in the Dáil, I will be concentrating my energies and ensuring that there will be greater emphasis on Donegal, and to ensure that we have balanced regional development and that more jobs are created.
And as you said, you want positive discrimination in rural counties such as ours.
Yeah, I have no question about that. We are very proud in fact of where we're located here. But by the same token, we have the Atlantic on one side and Northern Ireland on the other, with very little contact to the rest of the country. So therefore, I don't think that I am wrong in looking for positive discrimination. And the mere fact that there are other highly recognised and reputable international companies here. And it's not all about foreign direct investment. Of course, we must also try and ensure that we create the proper conditions conducive to investment, whereby we would have even more Indigenous investment in the county.